Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And happy Thanksgiving Day to you. So what are you doing today? Are you in your kitchen bustling about, expecting lots of company? And maybe you're doing just part of the meal, maybe the turkey, the ham, whatever you're having, and other people are bringing things in. Or maybe you're the kind of person who wants to kind of do it all. Or maybe you're headed off somewhere and you're bustling about getting ready, and if you have family members to kind of get everybody together, it can be a really busy time. Or maybe you're just going to be home and listen to the radio, put your feet up, maybe read the newspaper, read a good book. You know, that's okay too. Just relax and sort of enjoy the day. Last week, Carla Akers and I met with the Builders Club. That is a middle school group, kind of under the, sponsored by Kiwanis. Now, Carla is the person who works with them all the time and does a great job of meeting with them and helping them to carry out some of their projects. They just finished up Red Ribbon Week in October. They seem always to have some project that they're working on. Well, our project for the day we met was making pumpkin pie. Yeah. Now, most of those middle schoolers in that group had helped with or had made some kind of pumpkin pie, certainly had eaten pumpkin pie. But we had the little pans, so everybody got to take a pumpkin pie home. Now, we did use graham cracker crust, homemade graham cracker crust, but that's the crust we used for that particular pumpkin. And because we wanted to keep it relatively simple, we had a limited amount of time. We used the pumpkin pie spice, so you only had to measure one spice instead of the cloves and the ginger and the cinnamon and so on, all those measurements. And usually, I don't use the pumpkin pie spice, but I found out I really like it. It's a little bit different flavor than the putting the other spices together, but it was really good. Turned out really well. And I hope, I haven't checked in with all those middle schoolers, but I hope they all had a good time eating their pumpkin pie. And maybe it was big enough they could even have shared a bite or two with somebody else. Well, part of that day, you know, after they got it all mixed up, got in the ovens, then we had time to do something else while that pie was baking. So Carla asked them to talk about some of their family traditions. Remember, these are middle schoolers, so they don't go back a great deal in time. But it was interesting to hear some of their traditions that their family has had with different, you know, different ages, different groups, and so on. But I thought it was really fun because it made me start thinking about what the Thanksgiving traditions were in my family and what we're doing. So hopefully, you know, you can look back and have some good memories of Thanksgiving times in the past. What were some of the things that were really truly traditions? Many of them probably revolved around food, but it may have been traveling somewhere. Likely, it didn't involve shopping. You know, sometimes now shopping gets to be a big deal, especially some of the stores are starting their Black Friday sales on Thanksgiving evening. So, but as you look back in time, shopping was probably not one of the family traditions. Maybe, depending on your family, you had to go to several different Thanksgivings in several places. And if you had young kids, that meant, you know, getting everybody together and getting them off to Grandma's house or maybe Aunt Helen's house or wherever that was that tradition that's where you had Thanksgiving dinner. And then, for some folks, Thanksgiving Day has a tradition of football. I think that's more for the guys. It seems like the guys are more the ones that say football. It's a really important part of Thanksgiving. I think many of them sleep through part of that, though. And Thanksgiving Day after, if you've been the one hustling around and, you know, you got some cleanup to do and so on, it's okay to sit down, put your feet up, and maybe take a little nap along with the guys. And when I'm saying that, I'm thinking, you know, it's the women who are doing all the cooking. Well, that may not be true in your household. Again, that may be a tradition that is changing. I know that some of the guys, it seems like, do the deep fat fried turkeys. I was overhearing a conversation where the turkey was going to be smoked. And so that was, in this case, the man in the family was doing that. So cooking traditions, as well as the kind of food, changes from time to time and from family to family. And then, of course, there are the folks that don't have turkey at all. That's not on their Thanksgiving menu. And that's okay, too. As I think about the traditions in my family, one of them was always the sweet potatoes casserole with marshmallows and brown sugar. I had never had a fresh sweet potato until I was an adult. They always came out of the can, and they always had brown sugar and topped with marshmallows and pretty good stuff. But I've learned that there are lots of other ways to use sweet potatoes, and maybe more than Thanksgiving. I have a sister-in-law who came from another country, and when she tasted that casserole, she said, "This is dessert." And that still, I think, is one of her favorite things for Thanksgiving, but she thinks of it as dessert. Turkey maybe was on the menu. You know, maybe for some people it's goose, but I think for most people it's turkey. And do you have a tradition about the wishbone? You know, there always was the chicken wishbone, that's one thing, but that turkey wishbone is big. So some folks build a tradition around that turkey wishbone and what's going to happen with that. Lots of different kinds to think about. I guess another food tradition in our family, usually we get together with my aunts and uncles and so on, had to have baked beans. That just had to be a part of it. So, you know, by the time you have turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy and probably a corn casserole or green bean casserole, and then you add baked beans, it gets to be a pretty heavy meal. And then, of course, you have to top it off with pumpkin pie with whipped cream or apple pie with ice cream. Oh, my goodness. Enough food, really, for 3 or 4 days, but we stuff it all into one day, just like the turkey gets stuffed. So talking about those things, I'm hoping that you're kind of, that's sort of just giving you a little motivation to think back in time. Sometimes it gets good to take a look at our traditions. Hopefully most of them are good and happy ones. There could be some sad ones also, but whatever, it's good to take a look back as well as thinking about today and what the traditions are going to become for the family. Thinking about the first Thanksgiving, there seems to be some difference of opinion or difference about history in terms of, was there turkey actually on that first Thanksgiving table? Some historians I've heard and read say, no, there probably was not. But I just saw some information that said that a man who participated in the first Thanksgiving had written down his observations and related that 4 men went hunting and brought back large amounts of fowl, likely turkey, duck, goose, and swan. Most of us would not think about putting swan on our table, but you know, at that time there were probably plenty of swans, and it was just one more opportunity for some poultry to go on the dinner table and say thank you for surviving another year in those times. And when did Thanksgiving become official? Well, Congress officially in 1941 said Thanksgiving will be on the fourth Thursday. Earlier, it had been the last Thursday. That was President Lincoln proclaimed Thanksgiving Day to be the last Thursday. But Congress changed it to the fourth Thursday. This year happens to be pretty late, and it is the last Thursday in the month. And some people are saying, oh my goodness, there's not very much left in December after we get done with Thanksgiving. So whatever you're doing today, whatever you are having for dinner, whatever your day is going to be like, I really hope it's a good one, and I hope you have some good Thanksgiving memories to think about. Thanks for listening, And until next time, happy Thanksgiving.